Astrological Metaphysical Radio returns to KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. All right, Southern California, welcome to the sixth season of the Astrology Hour, and I'm very excited about these transits that are going on today, all kinds of exciting, ecstatic transits that are in the air, and important vibrations that are affecting each and every one of us, and including the planet Earth. Understanding the moving planets in the sky is critical to understanding how the cycles and the vibrations of astrology work and affect us. And because of that reason, we are going to take a look at a magical cosmic trigger today in our topic, the moon, because I feel the moon as a celestial body is more important than any other sign in understanding its effect on people on Earth. We're going to take a look at the moon going through each and every one of the individual zodiac signs. Eventually, if you know your moon, we will discuss your eventual moon sign, if you happen to know it, and the effects you can expect when the moon does enter that particular sign. And also, I want you to know that it's been proven that the moon's phases affect emotions of people on this planet, which means if the moon is black, if it is new, there seems to be an emotional uneasiness or tension. And if the moon is all white, if it is full, then there also seems to be an emotional outburst and release, and also channeling of pent-up pressures and desires and such. We also find that the moon's phases and the moon's movements affect the tides on planet Earth. And because we are beings of water, you better believe that it affects us. Now, what we're going to do today, taking a look at the moon's transits, its movements through the 12 signs and how it affects us. And this, I think, will help you understand and validate for yourself how astrology works by understanding this, because this is an absolutely critical area. This is an absolutely critical, required area to know and to learn in order to be an astrologically aware person. If you do not understand the cycles of the moon through the 12 signs, which occurs approximately every 28 days, then you'll never be able to handle the complexities of astrology as a science. Because the moon literally triggers all the other transits in the sky, which means you could be having a Mars square your Saturn, and the moon will either go over Mars or Saturn, Mars in the sky or Saturn in your chart, and trigger that transit, trigger that effect you've been waiting for because of its incredible closeness to the Earth. It doesn't matter how large the moon is, the chakras of the moon are closely aligned to the chakras of the planet Earth, because the moon is like a vital organ to Earth. It is within the similar realm. So that is why we are so much interested, emotionally speaking, in the definition of the moon and what it means as it passes through the signs, remaining in any one individual sign for approximately 2.5 days or 60 hours. So, typically the moon will change degrees, 1 degree every 2 hours, being 30 degrees of each sign. The moon will move through 1 degree in approximately 2 hours, and in approximately 60 hours, we'll move it through one full sign. Now, the moon rules all things of a watery nature. Whatever it is, if it has anything to do with water, then the moon is what it's about. It rules the rhythms of the body, as well as the oceans and the tides. The moon represents the deep, encrusted persona, personality, and emotional foundation of an individual or any project, okay? And because we're in moon wobble right now, we'll discuss that, because the moon wobble also emotionally affects new beginnings for new projects. It also represents the subconscious or subjective mind and intuitive or instinctive behavior, like animal behavior. The moon is associated with all instincts, habits, memories, and imagination or dreams and receptivity experiences we would have, impressionability, and the desire for fresh or new or exciting or different experiences usually come about due to a lunar condition of some sort. Okay? Femininity and maternity, motherhood, and also your disposition, your attitude, your emotions, your feelings, moods, sensitivity, irritability factor, and also sensations, feeling of pain and pleasure and sympathy are all connected with lunar factors. The moon is the strongest in the nurturing sign of Cancer, which it rules, and also Taurus, which is it is exalted in. That's why, as a Scorpio moon, where the moon is its weakest, that's where my moon is when I was born. I have a couple of real close friends that have Taurus moons, Monica and Arlen, to help balance me out. And without Monica and Arlen in my life, I would probably be in big trouble because they remind me what a jerk I can be sometimes, maybe without even saying it, because I see how strong they are and then I realize what my problem is. Capricorn has got a problem because of the unemotional response of Capricorn energy. Oftentimes when emotions come out, if you have a Capricorn moon, it's erratic, it's unstable, it's undefined, and uncentered. Okay, so the moon exalted in Taurus, it rules Cancer, and it's in detriment in Capricorn, and in fall, extreme emotional problems when the moon is in Scorpio. Okay, now, what we're going to do today as a special test for you is I'm going to tell you what I feel, my personal opinion that is, as to what the moon does going through each and every sign to help you understand what it might mean when looking at your particular chart. Okay, now we're going to take the signs in order, and the order of the signs, of course, like the alphabet, is Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Okay, now Aries is a pretty hot sign. You know, like Leo and Sag, it's a fire sign, and it's a hot sign, and when the moon hits Aries, then action usually takes place. There are some active signs, and there are some passive signs. Like, I think Aries is Leo is active, and Libra is active, and Sag is active, and Aquarius is active, and Aries is active, and Gemini is active, because those are all the masculine signs. The passive signs would be Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, Taurus, and Cancer. So you might get a lot more energy emotionally with the active signs of Leo, Libra, Sag, Aquarius, Aries, and Gemini. The passive signs, the emotions will flow, but sometimes there's so much tension in the air that there's not enough time to express or channel the needed energy to create emotional balance. So Aries is an active sign, and people with Aries moons are usually childlike and very enthusiastic. And I want you to know that when the moon comes to your birth sign, I mean your moon birth sign, you know, I don't care what your sun sign is for today's topic. Today's topic, you must know where your moon sign is. And don't be a neophyte around me. This show is an advanced show, and we expect you to send for your charts and understand where your planets are so you can get these topics. Now, if you don't know what your moon sign is, then for pity's sake, get your chart so you know where your moon sign is, because if you don't have your moon sign, as far as I'm concerned in astrology, the moon, more important than your telephone number or your social security number, is absolutely essential to understanding your persona, your character, your personality, your emotions, and your karma. So you better know where your moon is, because if you don't, then listening to this show is like spinning your wheels, okay? So remembering, if you know where your moon is, and if you are an Aries moon, then you better believe that when the moon hits Aries once a month, you are having what is called a return. Whenever a planet or a moon or a sun returns to the area of space, from the Earth's point of view, of course, where it was in your chart at birth, you have a return, a lunar return in the case of the moon, and that means that you are plugging into the vibration that existed when you were born. That's simple. So the energy in the air is absolutely identical to the energy that was in the air when you were a newborn baby, your first breath. And that is why we act like babies during our lunar returns, because we remember what it was like to be sensitive and vulnerable and emotional, and most of us cried, you know, when we were born. So obviously it is a very touching moment when you break into this dimension, and that is why If you know you have an Aries moon, then when the moon returns to Aries and it is within range of your own moon sign, which is about a 12 or 16 hour effect in the lunar return, then you will know that is the most sensitive time of the month for you. Okay? Now, for all of the rest of us that don't have Aries moons, frankly, because Aries is the first sign, barring Mercury retrograde moon wobbles or void course moons, it's a good time for new beginnings and projects and instigating changes because of the enthusiasm and the energy and the pioneering effort that is connected with the Aries moon. So a lot of people will get our hair cut and get our face made up and get into exercise and body work and all kinds of self-realization focus during the Aries moon's transit because of the energy that everyone feels. And there's lots of emotions in the air, laughing and joking and jesting and closeness and fun, and things are light and breezy. Okay? Now, be aware that the desire for change will more likely be based on impulse rather than reason during the Aries moon transits. And like I say, if you know somebody with an Aries moon during the Aries moon return, that's the day they will get upset and lose their temper and yell and scream and be the baby because of that lunar return. Now, because the moon is most grounded in Taurus, more than any other sign except for Cancer, we do find emotionally all of us doing a lot better during the Taurus moon. And obviously, of all the lunar returns out there, the Taurus moons are going to be the least babies when they have their lunar returns, unless, of course, they have what we call an afflicted or obliterated moon in their chart. Even though you might have a Taurus moon, you could have a moon oppose Mars in Scorpio or a moon square Pluto in Leo, and that will negate the strength and stability of that Taurus moon exalted in Taurus and still create a karma emotionally or with your mother or with your personal security and senses, okay? But frankly, the Ram energy, the Aries energy, will mellow into a solid, more placid force. And also, we find that bullheaded, stubborn, Taurus-type people will now tend to be more cautious and serene during this transit. It's like they sense something's in the air, so they better be careful. And money is a focus, of course. Values and love is a focus, and closeness is a focus. So the Aries moon energy is very bright and cheery and intense, and the Taurus moon energy is a lot more stabilizing, so a lot more serene and calm. So we do find, if you follow the phases of the moon through the sun, you're going to learn astrology because you're going to feel the change. When the moon goes from Aries to Taurus, you go, oh, Farley, you're right. Everybody's all kind of mellowed out and things have gotten kind of peaceful around here. So the need for financial and material security is strong. And then when the moon's in Taurus, it's time to finish or conclude projects started in Aries. And Taurus rules the throat and is ruled by the planet Venus, so it'd be a good time to enjoy and appreciate the earth and the beauty of the environment that surrounds us. So a lot of people get nature-oriented when the moon goes into earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. We go more into active Gemini after that passing. And frankly, Gemini lunar returns are not fun for a Gemini moon because they are already nervous and sometimes irritable and sometimes burned out in the computer brain thought process. So when the moon gets to Gemini, they have their monthly nervous breakdown or monthly nervous response usually, and that's why you might avoid a Gemini moon during a lunar return so they can work it out or get therapy or whatever. And also, the rest of us are kind of freaked out, especially those of us with mutable planets, Pisces, Virgo, and Sag. The Gemini moon will trigger tremendous confusion and nervous energy, but also Gemini moon triggers creative inspiration and mental inspiration, idea brainstorming, okay? So we notice that this is a great time for communication, writing letters, making phone calls, and also taking care of tasks concerning math, accounting, making speeches, or just letting your ideas fly through the clouds. It's a great time to channel with a typewriter or lecturing in a tape. And intellectual pursuits and mind games are very prominent during the Gemini moon. So we find Gemini rules the lungs, arms, hands, and nervous system. Okay? So things do get kind of crazy with the Gemini moon oftentimes. The Cancer moon is more of a passive sign. And this is a special time because the moon is at home in Cancer. So when the moon hits Cancer, we do find that emotionally everybody is soft and mushy and romantic and can be oversensitive as of late because of all the Capricorn transits, obviously. the moon has not done as well in Cancer with Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn oppose it, but still, the moon does greatly influence the personality, the subconscious, the emotions, and instinctive behavior at this time. And we do find emotions are focus, also home and residence, and memories, remembering things. And it's also a time of intense need to dump emotions. So we have find people laughing, crying, screaming, and getting real Cancerian during this period. And of course, Cancer moons are their most sensitive during their lunar returns when the moon's in Cancer. And this is a time when everyone's vulnerable, the Cancer moon, so you don't want to emotionally wound others or yourself be wounded. And generally people will be passive, easygoing, sentimental, loving, and motherly. And unfortunately this motherly expression of caring is often expressed with food, and it is very easy to eat a lot during a Cancer moon. Okay, so be aware of that. Things get more active again. See, it's funny, the moon is so powerful in this passive-active cycle that I figured this topic would be critical to teach you today, because this is a way I can prove that astrology works. Of course, if you want to follow the moon, you have to listen to this show and hear where it is every day, or you can pick up a Jim Maynard's Celestial Influences Calendar and Almanac, 1989, at the Bodhi Tree, where if you learned your astrology symbols, you can follow the movement of the moon that way. Okay, so while we're feeling the influence of the moon in Leo, the next sign, we get really active and what we call enthusiastic romantically, whereas we're feeling romantic in Cancer, in Leo we do something about it. So love and sex and romance become more prominent during Leo moon transits. And also the need to be recognized, the need to speak out, the need to stand out and to be dramatic. And also, people want to be admired and patronized and supported and appreciated, and that it results in dramatic behavior during the Leo moon. We find everyone is fired up again with the Aries energy, but much more so, because Leo is ruled by that solar force. We do find that the energy that comes about in Leo is a lot more obvious. And frankly, power plays and competition and also conflicts can occur during Leo moons between stubborn and authoritarian type people. So it's a time to, if you don't make love, you make war during that transit. It's also a time of freedom and leadership, and people refuse to recognize limitations. It's like a never say die attitude, and hence the Leo moon quality. Did you notice that the way I'm describing the way the moon affects us when the moon enters a sign during a transit is very much the same character and factor that is associated to the person that is born under the Leo moon ideal? I want you to know that. You know, the childlike qualities of Aries and the stabilization of Taurus, nervousness of Gemini, and the moodiness and emotions of Cancer, and the wildness and competition of Leo, you know, is actually, it assigns an emotional factor to us as we grow. Virgo is a passive sign, and when the moon goes into Virgo another 2.5 days later, then this, we're talking more of a of intellectual pursuits again, just like when it was in Gemini, but this time it's more mellow intellectuality. It's not as nervous. It's more focused, more logical, more Spock-like. And critical details, like surgeries and like mechanics and innovative creativity is about, and also a good time to take care of any matter requiring painstaking attention, like taxes, income taxes, and also your own personal books for your business or whatever. A lot of people become shy, retiring, and even prudent, whereas we're wild and sexual and emotional and affectionate with the Leo moon. When the moon hits Virgo, it kind of tones a lot of people down. Some people make love during Virgo moon. It's going to be a little different, but still, at the same time, Virgo kind of mellows everybody out and grounds them down, gets them back into nature again and the earth, and people will be more discriminating and critical and fastidious, and oftentimes health and food we eat are issues that are important, and service or work ethics, and also intestinal problems or cleaning up those areas in our bodies are focused when the moon's in Virgo. Digestion is something people worry about then. Then the moon goes into active Libra, and a strong sensitivity and attraction to others. Whereas we're focusing on ourselves with the Virgo moon, the Libra moon, we're looking for partners and relationships and love and balance and harmony and teamwork. Okay? And a good time to farm partnerships, friendships, getting married, business agreements, and also to get involved in artistic natures and beautiful endeavors of some kind. It's a wonderful time for artwork and music and such when the moon is in Libra, and also getting that yin yang together, you know, kind of making sure your life is in good shape. So Libra's a good time for justice and also a good time to figure out what's going on with your life so you can correct those problems. Well, things get really, really flat when the moon goes into Scorpio and everybody gets weird. Everybody gets shut down. It's a passive sign, so it's tough to read anybody, especially Scorpio moons. Babies born with the Scorpio moon, I'm sorry, you have nothing to go on. And I agree, you know, I've got that Scorpio moon, so we do find that, you know, we will get outbursts here and erratic behavior, even though it's a passive sign, and in general the energy is pretty flat. People can become aggressive, critical, impatient, and moody if forced or pressured. So we do find there's a kundalini release here, either sexually or emotionally, during the Scorpio moon transits. And there's a secretive and suspicious nature abound, and also social complications, jealousy, and vengeance, vindictiveness are things that are focused here, and also a great time for intense merging with another on a deep emotional or even psychic or spiritual level. So the Scorpio moon is not all bad at all. Things get more heated up, cooked up when the moon goes into active Sagittarius. This is more of a clown sign. If you're going to have a good time and tell jokes and laugh and have fun and travel and go to sporting events and work out and feel spontaneous and such, you'll do that during the Sag moon transit. And I love the Sag moon transit. It conjuncts my Jupiter and trines my four Leo planets, so it's the best moon of the month for me, for sure, for sure, for sure. And also, time to write books, become philosophical, write stage plays, screenplays, and publish things to add a wonderful, interesting flair to them. Then the moon goes into passive Capricorn, and the energy field is affected by the vibrations of Saturn, the planet of karma, and Capricorn, the energy of karma. So karma comes about when the moon goes into Capricorn, the phone rings, and letters come in the mail, and all of a sudden we're feeling bad about everything, especially those Capricorn moons that have to suffer their karma every month. It becomes quite obvious what their karma is and who the people are that are karmic in their lives. And, we do find that that status and financial security and responsibilities and career and often motives behind our quest for possibly selfish or malicious quests for power are focused here. And Capricorn rules things like the knees, the bones, the teeth, and the skin. So these are the parts of the body that are more sensitive during the Capricorn moon transit. And karma does hit for everyone during a Capricorn moon. So things do come into focus. Moon's in Aquarius now, and Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus and represents sudden shock changes, breakups, and accidents, and lightning, and nuclear attack, and such as that, things that are surprising to us. And frankly, even though Aquarius is an active sign, we do find ourselves usually dealing with lots of people more than focus on our life. The public is a focus here. There's interest in the welfare of others in a social sense. Friendship is a focus here. And also, there's a desire for freedom and space, variety, innovation, unconventional things. And also, people will be searching for freedom and expressing their thoughts and their personal uniqueness. And goals are a focus here. Now, Aquarius moons usually want to be alone during their lunar returns, so they can dwell on their innovations and their freedoms. And also, Aquarius rules the circulation, the ankles, and the electrical forces of the body connected to the nervous system. So those are parts of our body that are sensitive during Aquarius moon transits. We do find Aquarius to be an intellectual or genius moon, and also the moon that rules divorce and breakup. Okay, whereas Libra brings us together, Aquarius blows us apart. And finally, the Pisces moon is the psychic moon. It is the interdimensional moon. It is a meditation, channeling, supernatural, poltergeist-type moon. And frankly, when the moon goes into Pisces, there is a strong inclination towards psychic impressions, the imagination, dreams, and music. Abilities are much, much stronger than any other sign. There's a tendency to also be emotional and spiritual. and also self-sacrificing, just like when the moon's in the other water signs, Cancer and Scorpio. Pisces moons are extremely vulnerable during their lunar returns. They're already vulnerable and a little weird as it is because they're hard to read because they're so interdimensional. And the effect on Earth, you know, it's like a warp opens up. When the moon goes into Pisces in a couple days, you might feel the interdimensional transition that we all go through during the Pisces moon change, okay? And we may feel very passive and sentimental, gentle, kind, and even cheerful, but a focus here is that a lot of us space out. We daydream. We channel without knowing it. That's why I love to dream and meditate and experiment with crystals during the Pisces moon, because it's so powerful. It's like we breach the limbo realm and touch higher realms during that opportunity moon. Isn't it funny that when we get our highest in spirit, our most evolved in consciousness, and sometimes our most confused emotionally, we go right back into the Aries moon again after Pisces and get basic and become a baby again, right? So it's like you climb the ladder every month, Aries to Pisces, and it is fun to follow the moon and to know when the moon is going to change signs, just so you can keep track in case you're recording this show. I'll let you know. The moon will go into Pisces Thursday the 17th at 5:46 a.m., and it'll remain there until Saturday when it goes into Aries at 6:59 a.m., okay, the 19th, and then it'll go into Taurus Monday morning at 8:10 a.m., and Gemini on Wednesday morning at 10:39 a.m., that's the 23rd. Then the moon will go into Cancer next Friday at 3:13 p.m. We'll get a Leo moon Sunday the 27th at 10:12 p.m. And then we'll have a new moon solar eclipse on the 30th of this month, Wednesday, at 7:29 a.m. during the Virgo moon. Okay, so until you get your calendars, that's where the moon will be.